we're still in Halach Tezayin, where the Mechaber said that if a person needed to use a kli on Shabbos, they've gotten to tefill it. So the Mechaber said what you should do is you should give it to someone who's not Jewish, and then borrow it back from him. So since the guy owns it, it's not chayav tefillas kli. That's what the Mechaber had said. The Rambam said you can do it anytime you're stuck in this moment, so you could do that. So last time we spoke about the Hilchos Shabbos aspects of that. Today we're going to talk about the actual thing itself, the Eitzah itself, to give the kli to someone who's not Jewish. So give the kli to someone who's not Jewish. Okay. So the reason why it works is because, as I said, only Yitz kli is chayav in tefillas kli. If it belongs to the guy, then it's not chayav in tefillas kli. So this person is only trying to help himself temporarily. For Shabbos, he needed a kli. What's going to happen after Shabbos? So, if he goes through the formalities of getting the kli back from the guy, remember he told the guy it's his now. So if after Shabbos he goes back and retakes possession of it and says to the guy, okay, guy, now give it to me, I want my kli back, then it's chayav in tefillas kli. If he chayav in tefillas kli, okay, now belongs to the guy. You just got it from the guy, it's chayav in tefillas kli. Okay. What happens if he doesn't do that? He on Friday he told the guy, or on Shabbos he told the guy, you have my kli and I'm borrowing it back from you, and they never went through a formality again to turn it back into the yid's kli, and it's now basically it's permanently the guy's kli, which the yid is borrowing. Okay, is there any? So we would assume then there's no chayav tefillas kli. If the guy's kli, the guy's kli is not chayav tefillas kli. Okay, but the Taz has two reasons why he thinks it's chayav tefillas kli. The Taz thinks that if you did this thing and you never took it back, you talk to chayav tefillas kli. He has two reasons why. Okay, the first is, it's a din before, and it's an halacha passed earlier, that if a yid has a mashkin that has a mashkin from a guy, and it appears that it's going to stay by the yid permanently, then the din is a chayav tefillas kli, because it looks like it belongs to the yid. So he says over here also, if I gave the kli to the guy, but then I'm essentially keeping it forever. Okay, so he says it's as good as a mashkin. He says, so it's chayav tefillas kli, even if I never take back possession of it. Because l'maisa, it's going to stay by me for the next 50 years. It's going to be in my house. So it's chayav tefillas kli, similar to a mashkin. That's one of his reasons. And the second reason, as he says, is because the din is in Hilchos Tzitzis, that if a person has a talis that's borrowed, you're not chayav to put on the tzitzis. But if he borrows someone's talis, his talis being his four-cornered garment, and he borrows it for 30 days, after 30 days, he's going to put on tzitzis onto it, because people who see it assume that it's his. You have it for so long, it appears like it's yours. And the mela, because like a marasayim, you're going to put on tzitzis after 30 days. So he says over here also, if I hold on to it for long enough, it's going to look like it's mine. I mean, if everyone has good reason to think that it's mine, and the mela, I'm going to do tefillas kli. So, because. Okay, so on the second one, I was about to say that. The second one sounds a little funny. On the surface, it sounds a little strange. What does it mean that there's a Maris Ayin? He says, you know, almost nobody could tell if I titled a claim, you know? I'm sure there are people who, you know, have Ruach HaKodesh who could tell if I titled my claim. But most people look at the claim, they can't see that I didn't title the claim. So how does it, what's the Maris Ayin? If I'm wearing a talis and it doesn't have tzitzis on, everybody could tell. People can tell it doesn't have tzitzis on it. What does it mean that people are going to tell it there's no, that I didn't do tefillas kli? So the answer, I think, is there's a pesach tshuva in the end of Hilchos HaFrosh HaSchala who said that there's a shayla also about a person of a maris ayin for being mafresh chala. Okay, but the case is not important to us. Okay, and the din there says also that a person should be mafresh chala to avoid maris ayin. Okay, and the pesach tshuva says, he says, what's the maris ayin? Who could tell whether I was mafresh chala? If you have a piece of dough, who could tell whether I took a piece or didn't take a piece? What's the maris ayin? So pesach tshuva says, he says it's an example of when the Gemara says that anything that's asr mishum maris ayin is asr even a few b'chayvei chadarim. Means even if nobody could tell, it's still asr. This also is included in that. B'chayvei chadarim even includes when it's physically impossible. No one could see whether I was mafresh chala or I was tevel the kli. That also is included in that. So when we say there's a maris ayin, that means it's because lemaisa it didn't happen, and so even though no one could tell, that's included also. Okay.
And The Taz wants to make his own
sushi dough. So the Taz very good. So the Taz says, I'm sure that I'm right. I think that I'm right about both of these things. He says, but Lamai said nobody else said it. He's the first one to ever said such a thing. He says, nobody else said such a thing. He says, so do two without a bracha. Okay? The Taz says, he says, I think I'm right. I don't see any
more. The
Gemara said, well, okay. So the Taz says, I'm not sure. He says, I'm sure, but nobody else says it. So he says, do two letter bracha. Now, that's what the Taz says. Okay? Like I said to you, nobody before Taz said that. There's a Knesset Gdola on the tour. You just remember the name. The Knesset Gdola says, it's not true. You're not Mukherim Tfilas Kehillah. No such thing. Okay? And there's a deal, I'll tell you, you'll agree or you won't agree, that the Magen Avraham doesn't agree with the Taz. Okay? That's like this. The Magen Avraham also says this story, that says this din, which is that if a person on Shabbos something happens to tzitzis, his tzitzis get ripped, and it would be embarrassing for him to walk around without a talus, then the person is allowed to wear the four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. Okay, what we call a talus, he's allowed to wear that, even though it has no tzitzis on it, because to him it would be embarrassing to Mishum Kavanah Briyas. He's allowed to wear the tzitzis. He can't fix them on Shabbos. If it was a weekday, we would say go fix it. On Shabbos, he's not allowed to, you know, fix it. So why it's because it's on the rabbanon, like you said, he's allowed to wear the talis without tzitzis on. Okay. So the Magen Avraham brings that his brother asks a question. He says, why would we say that the person should wear his talis without tzitzis? Why don't you do just like by Tfilas Kehillah? Why don't you tell the guy to go to somebody to take his talus and give it to somebody else and then borrow it? There's not even two guys. Give it to somebody else and then borrow it back from the guy. Borrow a talus. Doesn't need to put tzitzis on it. So just like over here by Tfilas Kehillah, we said give the kli to somebody else and then borrow it back and you won't be chayav in Tfilas Kehillah. So he says, why don't you do the same thing? Give the talus. Go to the guy next to you and say, listen, I'm stuck here. Take my talus and then borrow it back from the guy. When you borrow it back from the guy, you won't be chayav in tzitzis. Borrow a talus. So why do you have to say wear a talus without tzitzis to Mishum Kavanah Briyas? Why don't you just, there's an eitzah, just like it says here, there's an eitzah to get around it. You won't be chayav in tzitzis. And then after Shabbos, you'll fix it. Okay? The Magen Avraham says his brother asked the question. So he says, so the Magen Avraham says the answer, I don't remember if he said the answer from himself or his brother's answer. He says the answer to the question is, he says the din is, in Hilchos Tzitzis, tzitzis is not like Tfilas Kehillah. That was my editorial. He said, tzitzis is not like Tfilas Kehillah. In tzitzis is a din that if you borrow a guy's talus and it looks like it's yours, remember I just told you for 30 days, it looks like it's yours, you have to put on tzitzis. He says, kol shekein over here, well, of course it's yours. It really is yours. It's your talus that you're just playing a game and letting it to somebody else. Then of course you have in tzitzis right away. So you don't gain anything by letting the talus to somebody else. So you have in tzitzis anyhow. And Mimela, we have to come on to this other thing. So it should go to me. It should happen right away?
Yeah.
Could be. Maybe it's in Ram. He says, Kol shekein over here where it's for real. Everyone knows that you're not going to give it back. It's really yours.
You don't do more than 30 days. You borrow it for now, and then you have money to buy it. You're going to get it back. It's your part for more than 30 days.
Over here, it's going to stay by you for good. It's automatically, because we all know, it's obviously it's a game here. We know that it's really your talent.
That twice you said, you have to borrow for more than 30 days. I'm borrowing the talus, not for more than 30 days. I'm borrowing the talus. I don't have to borrow for more than 30 days. And divide it for it.
Okay, so the Magen Avraham didn't look at this.
If you intend to borrow a talus and then buy it?
I don't know, but Magen Avraham doesn't look at it like I'm going to borrow it now. After Shabbos, I'm going to give it back to you, and then I'm going to take it from you again. It's like we all know. But the truth is that I'm just going to keep it after Shabbos. If the Talmud Shabbos is going to fix it, I'm going to keep it.
No,
I could have
the Talmud
I'm coming to that. Very good. I'm coming to that. Very good. I'm coming to that. Wait till I turn the page. I see in the Magen Avraham not like the Talmud. The Magen Avraham says by. Since it's a special din that if you have it for too long, then if it looks like it's yours, you mechuy to put on tzitzis. Then yes, you didn't get anything. His kasha was from Tfilas Kehillah. That means by Tfilas Kehillah, there's no such thing. By Tfilas Kehillah, the Shulchan Aruch gave dates to give it away because there you could give it away and you'd be put from Tfilas Kehillah. But by talus, you can't do that because by talus, the din is if it seems like it's yours, you're in tzitzis anyhow. Okay. And Kenzai, that the reason why Magen Avraham doesn't hold to the Taz is because, like I would ask beforehand, which is, there's no marasayim. What kind of marasayim on Tilos Kiyum? So I gave you an answer from a piece of tshuva, but maybe he doesn't agree with that. We're going to marasayim on something that doesn't look like anything. You can't tell that I didn't do Tilos Kiyum. So maybe that would be the reason. Okay, so this, maybe it's a deep. The classic does is favorably. It doesn't hold like the Taz. And I'm telling you maybe deep in the Mogen from now. Like that. And also, if you look in both the Chayyad and the Mechafus of them, before I get that, a lot of the later Rachman, the Shulchan Acharav and the Archashulchan and the Mishabur bring this Taz. That if you hold it for too long, then you will feel it again. You should know. But on the other hand, the Chayyadim and the Chachmas Adam, when they bring the din over here, they both bring it. That this din, that if you have the kli for Shabbos and you need to tovel it, you can't tovel it, then you should give it away. It does not bring the Taz. Does not bring the Taz. And in the Chalpus Yom wants to make a diet. That if, at the very beginning of the simon, the Kivegir brings, talks about what happens if you have a very large kli and you can't type it, what should you do? Okay, that we're going to talk about in Mitzvah next time. What should you do if you have a very large kli and you can't type it? So he brings from a Knesset HaGdola, not the one that I mentioned before him, but he brings from the Knesset HaGdola that says that if you have a very large kli, one of the things he says you should do is give it to a guy and then you won't be chayav tefillah scale. So, Chalpus Yom wants to say that it's Lashitasei. That classic guy who says that I didn't give it to the guy is Lashitase, that over here he says, not like the Taz, that there's no chiv to tevel anyhow, and therefore, the fact that Bikvega brings that Knesset HaGdola means that he's paskin like the Knesset HaGdola, not like the Taz. Okay? Because if that Knesset HaGdola is Lashitase with ours, then the fact that Bikvega brings it is a riot that he holds like, not like the Taz. Okay? We'll see more about that in a second, whether that is or is not accurate. Okay, but that's what he wants to say, that this, at the very beginning of the simon, there's a Bikvega over here about what you do with this big cleave. And when he brings that Knesset HaGdol, it's not the same Knesset HaGdol, but you know, it's in the same book. I mean, the same Knesset HaGdol. So in the Chalpus Yom, it's Lashitasei, which would be another person saying not like the Taz. Okay, now that's all. So I told you there's a Taz that's like this, and other people say maybe not like that. Maybe there's no such thing that there's a Chiv of Tefillas Kelim if you hold on to the borrowed clip. But the truth is, if you look at the Taz, you'll see what David said a second ago. And I turn the page. Okay, I would have been patient, I would have put onto the screen. The Taz says a bunch of times that his din is only when it's possible. I'll read you the words inside, you have to listen. Nearly. The high tikkun en el lefisha. The hainu le'oysa Shabbos, or b'chol, what the Mechaber said, you can give it away. It only works for Shabbos, or kol man she'en le'mikvah. That's what the Ramah said. This is all sorts of person doesn't have a mikvah. Aval acha Shabbos, or she is dam le'mikvah, tzarech tefillah. Okay, when he gets a mikvah, then he's mechuyev in tefillah, or when Shabbos ends, came hachanami nira, the tzarech tefillah, achash efshalei mitzvah. So why does the Taz keep saying that when you could tevel it, you're mechuyev to tevel it again after it? What do you mean, after you tevel it? According to Taz's first reason, it's instantly mechuyev to tevel it. And in fact, how does it even work for one Shabbos? The second reason of Taz is it takes 30 days. But the first reason, like David said, the first reason is instant. It's like a mashkin, as soon as you have your mechuyev in tefillah, kelim. So what did it help the mechaber that said that you should, for Shabbos, you should do this etzah? Doesn't that mean not like the Taz? The Taz says that as soon as you get it, it's like a mashkin, you're mechuyev to tevel it. Nope. So has it helped you for Shabbos? Has it helped you in the Ramah? That the Ramah said you could hold on to it. A person who has no mitzvah could do this eight, so give it to a guy. Really? No, it's like the mashkin. So why are you mechuyev to this kind of right away? So what's happening here? It all is telling us that we're a drop. We're maybe not exactly the same what the Taz meant to say. Okay. When the Taz said, you're mechuyev to tevel it, It's the answer. The Taz really means he means that you mechuyev to tevel. He's mechuyev to tevel it because it's a mashgin, because it's like 30 days. But that maybe you'll agree or not agree. Maybe the pshat is that it's like we said a few times ago that when by the case of a kli with a shutfis, that when you have a kli and it's not possible to tevel it, and you're not possible to do tefillas kelim, you're maybe allowed to use it even without tefillas kelim. So when the Mechaber says, you should give it to the guy and then borrow it back, the Taz is saying, but you're mechuyev in tefillas kelim. Okay, but right now I can't do tefillas kelim because it's Shabbos. Or right now there are Ramah's case. I'm in a place that there's no place to tevel something. So I can't do tefillas kelim. So then, it's true, I'm chayev in tefillas kelim. Ask what the Taz says. But right now, temporarily, I can't do tefillas kelim. So if I can't do tefillas kelim, so then I'm allowed to use the kli anyhow, even though I didn't do tefillas kelim. What do I have to do to the guy? So the answer to that is, you get it's an advantage to give it to the guy because you downgraded it to the whole chiv tefillah and will drop on it.
And that other din is not by
the chiv. It is, but that chiv over there is the chiv tefillah is the raisa, the issa to use it as a drabbanon, so I'm allowed to use it, I'm allowed to avoid that drabbanon. Here I'm downgrading even the chiv to the drabbanon, so it's making things a little simpler. It's a fair question. What's it? So you think if then you should use it completely, you should be able to use it. Okay, so that was talking about something we saw. We saw then Rosh Shlomo Zalman about that. Is it such a thing if for an hour I had no way to title it, but so if for a couple of hours I have no way to title it, does that qualify this or not? That wasn't so clear. Rosh Shlomo Zalman thought that it was. So
like a double decision is hearing?
Is it what?
That you can do it after it's like a Dovashish Matirin, so that's why.
Well, no, it's not a Dovashish Matirin, because for Dovashish Matirin means I could use it tomorrow, but today I can't use it. It doesn't count as a Dovashish Matirin. If it's something I want to use today and tomorrow.
What do you mean Dovashish Matirin? The fact that I. Is
it to
use it? I can't be
titled
now.
Is it Issa to use it that you should title, but if I physically can't, then the Chum didn't stop me from doing that.
I'm about to indicate you have to use
the guy.
The
what?
So
it, my maybe thought better, is it downgrades it, right?
But if you don't have it,
okay, that's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Maybe it's something which could never be titled. That's what we'll say that there's no issue.
Right. So that's what we talked about. That maybe it's something that you never could be titled, as opposed to things that you could in an hour I'm gonna be able to title if the Shabbos is over. Right. So that's true. That's but so that you gain by downgrading it, by giving it to the guy. Now the whole chiyuv, even the chiyuv tefillah is only a drop on it.
I'm answering his question.
That's answering his question. Correct. That's good. So now, whether you agree that that's a pshat, that's not a pshat, the fact that the Taz said, the Taz keeps talking about when you'll be able to, then you should title it. Okay, he says it a bunch of times. Okay, the fact that he says that, whether you like my explanation or not, might explain to us why Rav Kiviger is saying what he said beforehand from the Kesek Derech. Not because he doesn't like the Taz. Maybe he really does like the Taz. But when you have a kli that's so big that it's not possible to title it, that's what he's talking about. Physically, it's impossible to title it. So in that case, the Taz is not the gear. Let's say, how can we hold up the Taz? And it has something for Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, you have to title it. Okay, we hold like that. But when you have something that's lamaisa, it's physically impossible to title. So then what the Taz says, it makes a difference. The Taz says, as soon as you're able to, you should title it. Okay, well, I'm never going to be able to. So let's talk about it. Even the Taz himself, who said you have to title it, when you give it to the guy and you borrow it back, you have to title it. Even the Taz himself only said, when you're able to. Okay, I'm never going to be able to, because it's going to always be too big to be titled. Okay, so it could be that you don't see from Rabbi Kiviger, and that he brings that Knesset go, that it's a little Shitas or the other Knesset go. Okay. Okay. So far I told you there's a Taz, and maybe reasons to agree or to disagree with the Taz, or maybe even that it shouldn't apply to certain cases. Okay? Now, and I'll end off by saying, before I continue on, that most people take it like Rabbi Kiviger and say that if you have a clue that it's not possible to title, an eitz is to give it to the guy. So either because the Taz agrees to that case, or they're not possible to title, whichever one. Okay. Rodolsky decided that he decided to take this thing one step further. He said, let's accept this idea that you can give it to the guy, and don't worry about the fact that if you hold it for 30 days, you have to title. Okay? Either because we don't agree with the Taz, or because the Taz would agree in this case. He says, he has an idea. He says, the din is that if you have a kli that's only b'shutfus with the guy, it's not chayim tefillah scale. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should give the kli to the guy. You don't need to give the whole kli to the guy. Just give him a chelek of the kli. As soon as he has a chelek of the kli, then you won't be chayim tefillah scale. He says, and actually there's an advantage to that. The advantage is, you don't have to give it to him. You don't have to make a harama, like in our case, where you're giving to the guy and borrowing it back. Go to the guy and say, guy, give me a dollar, and for that dollar, you'll own $1 worth of my kli. That's legitimate, and there'll be a shutif in it. And it'll be honest, he really owns $1 worth of the kli. But I mean, what is it going to get? The kli's worth $50, and he owns it up. What?
And you're not letting him use it?
That's okay. It's better than the Makabra's case, where I gave him a kli, and then I borrowed it back forever. So I say, give me a dollar. So now, let's just think for a second. It sounds like such a good idea. You start to wonder why nobody else said this idea before you. Hey, you start to wonder like this. Maybe the reason why, when I said to you, in the Chayadim, when the Chayadim talks about what to do with very large kelim, not the one I mentioned before, he talks about what to do with very large kelim that you can't tie for them, he doesn't give the Eitzah that you should give it to a guy. He doesn't bring that Eitzah that you should give it to a guy. You know why he doesn't give the Eitzah? I don't know, I'm guessing. He doesn't give the Eitzah because the guy owns a beer factory, if I remember, that's the case that people talk about. And these huge vats. So you tell him, what, I should go give it to the guy? I'm going to go to the guy and say, Howie, come over here. I want to give you this kli. I want to give you this vat that's worth $20,000. The guy says, no problem. And he won't go for it. Who said, in this case, like I have a cup. So I find my neighbor. I say, yeah, I give you a cup and I'm going to borrow it back. I'm taking my chances on my neighbor. But people, it's not realistic for people to take the chances on a piece of equipment that costs $50,000. And I just take the chances to give it to a guy. He says, so maybe that's why people don't talk about it for these big kalim. But Rybelski's answer is a great answer. Give him a dollar's worth, and actually tell him to pay the dollar. So what? Well, you're not taking any chances. So it makes you wonder, something tells us that something's wrong over here. Well, why, Taka, is nobody saying this suggestion that you just give him a dollar's worth? It sounds like so much better and avoids so many problems. It's no harama, or it minimizes the harama. You should know Baruch Shachta has a shaila here about whether you can make a harama for the rights. I didn't tell you about that about Taisus. Maybe you can't do haramas for this kind of case. He wasn't so happy about that. But you avoid the bulk of the haramah, you avoid problems of the guy walking off with it. It sounds like a great idea. So why don't you just give the guy dollars worth? Okay? So, I don't really answer. But it makes me wonder that the shot is, like I said to you beforehand, that when you have a case where guys are shutter than the kli is really high in Teal's Kalim. That's how many understood over there. The really kli is high in Teal's Kalim. But you get an excuse that since you can't title it anyhow, so you're allowed to use it without Teal's Kalim. Okay, that's not a great answer. So set yourself up to that kind of situation. So when person can talk about it, they say, give the whole kli away for the person. Okay? The idea to give away only make him into a shutin helps you lamaisa, because now I can use it without titling it. But it doesn't help me because it's high in Teal's Kalim anyhow. The kli that's beshutfes with a guy is high in Teal's Kalim anyhow. What did I gain? Then now I can use it because it's impossible. Okay, well, it was impossible to be titled anyhow. Okay, maybe that was the reason.
You're not allowed to do that.
You what?
And you can't do that. That's all part of this. To machnis yourself to a situation where I can't. And then if I'm a shutfes, okay, I'm a shutfes for the guy.
Like, so I shouldn't choose. I shouldn't get myself into such a.
You machnis yourself into an itis to make yourself.
Okay.
You're not getting anything.
Okay, I rather the second half of what you said than the first half, you think. So then I don't gain, I have no advantage
right.
of selling it for shutfes. Versus.
It's your own shutfes, right?
Why can't you tell it? Because that was you had beforehand. The way they learn what the Shach says is, when it's as soon as you title it, it's Chayim Tefilas Kalim again. Okay, it's not helped by the Tefilas Kalim. Really, it's Chayim Tefilas Kalim, not that it's potter from Tefilas Kalim. It's Chayim Tefilas Kalim, but physically you can't do the Tefilas Kalim. So he's saying is, so Mamela, I should, if I sell the guy, I sell him a shutfes, knowing that I then will not title the Kli, he says, what do you have a right to do that for? So one hand he said, first. You're avoiding your chiyuv tefillah. You have a mitzvah to tevel kli, and now I'm going to specifically find the guy to take a shutfes in it, just so that I should be part of the tefillah's kelim. So, what were you? You can't do that.
Is that the violation of the chiyuv?
It's going against the spirit of the chiyuv. The chiyuv, you're going to do that. The second version of what he said was that, so I didn't gain anything. I have this huge chiyuv that I can't tevel. What's the thing about the huge chiyuv that I can't tevel? So we'll say is, if you can't tevel, you can just use it anyhow. So what did I gain by making a shutfes? And now what? I'm back to the same point, which is, it's a shutfes, I really have to title it, but I can't, I can use it anyhow, so I didn't gain anything. Okay, that's a nicer, a simpler way to say it. The other way is, it's more of a hashkafa. Well, you run away from the chiyuv. Okay.
That's what they do.
What?
You
that's what feels. We'll talk about that next time. We'll talk about that next time.
Give it to the guy against the spirit. We're doing the guy a favor. We're doing the Baal Boss a favor. He has his responsibility, and we don't have to move it.
I know. That's what you should do. Okay, so we're going to talk next time.
You're violating the spirit when you give it to the guy too.
You're violating the spirit. No, because then it's not my clean. Why? I have a kid's chayim to his kale. I'm going to do the mitzvah, so I have no choice. I give it to a guy to avoid the mitzvah. It's different than over here where I'm getting to a situation where I'm going to still be chayim to his kale, but I'm not going to do it because I'm going to be. Okay. One last thing. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch spoke about that we should do is you should give it to a guy. Why doesn't the Mechaber suggest that instead of giving it to a guy, you should just make it hefker? Why doesn't he say make it hefker? So in the Chavetz Chaim he brings from Amaral Diskin, who makes this diyuk, he says, why doesn't he say you should make it hefker? He says, because if it was the hefker, then it would be chayim tefilas kelim also. Okay? Not so clear why the Amaral Diskin says why that should be. I'll tell you a reason in a second. The Amaral Diskin, not so clear, meaning But kli belongs to a yid, it's chayim tefilas kelim. If it belongs to a goy, it's not chayim tefilas kelim. What happens if it's floating? It's hefker. So, now I'll discuss, you see from here that if it would be hefker, I guess hefker he means is hefker and it came from a yid. I guess that's what he means. If it's hefker and it came from a yid, then it should be chayim tefilas kelim. Because the Rosh Hashanah could have said it's simple, it's just make it hefker. Okay?
Hefker never belonged to a goy, never belonged to a goy, it just came from hefker, it's chayim tefilas kelim.
No, so hefker, it did belong to a goy, now it belonged to me. And now it's Shabbos. I say, oh my gosh, I want to use this cup.
So now the
Mechaber says, you should give it to a guy. You should give it to a guy and say, it once belonged to a guy, now it belonged to me. Uh-huh. And now I says, give it to a guy. He says, why don't you just make a Hefker? So I say, he's saying that Hefker doesn't help. Hefker means Hefker that the last owner was a Yid. Maybe in the Lumnus, because when Hefker, it's still mine until someone picks it up. Maybe, whatever. I don't know what the reason is. But, and therefore, it says, Hefker obviously doesn't help. Or else you wouldn't have to give it to a guy. You just make
Hefker. And if the guy had it, it was Hefker and it had to go.
So, well, if a guy is mafkarit, and I'm not cutting it, I have to be chayim tefilas kelim. So, right. No, I'm not telling you to own it. I'm just using it. It's still hefker. I'm not being cutting it. That's yours. No. So it's a chiddush, but the person can say exactly what he's always going to say. That's chayim. Even if he sold to another yid who's not chayim tefilas kelim, sold to yid lachvich klosim, the yid bought him. Okay, so he says it. So in Rishon Zalman says something similar. Okay, now this is a hekdesh to last time. This is in the earlier prints of Mincha Shlomo, this paragraph is there, but in the later prints it disappeared. The Tshuva switched, moved over two spots. That much I was able to figure out, it moved over two spots. But the actual, this piece, this line, I was going to put this on also if I would have had patience, I would have made it on the screen. This line disappeared from the Tshuva. I don't know why. So he says that, really the din is that something is that hefker is taka pata from tefilas kelim. He says when the yid goes ahead and will use it after he's machmir, it looks to everybody like he was choyzer and made a kinyan on it, even though he didn't. It sounds like a variation of the taz. He didn't actually make a kinyan on it, but it looks like he was kinyan it again, and therefore hefker in theory does work, not the moral discipline, but in practice it doesn't work. In practice, it doesn't work because every time I make it hefker and then I go ahead and use it right afterwards, basically to everyone looking at it, it looks like I was.
No, that hefker means for sure it's yours.
That what?
That means yours. And if you use this, Marsha Chazal and Benel, it goes to that one.
Okay, so that might be shot in Marsha's school also. That until someone takes it, it's still mine, you know? Okay. So, anyway, that's what's from some.